Monroe County's current opioid epidemic affects countless individuals within the county. The addicts themselves tend to be the face of the problem, but if they have children, they're suffering as well. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, have over 2 times the cases compared to last year within Monroe County. The volunteer-based program represents child victims of abuse in juvenile court. They cooperate with the Department of Child Services, or DCS. CASA investigates and checks in with families reported to the DCS. CASA volunteer Les Wadzinski says what CASA does is essential.
The parents will generally have an attorney, oftentimes a public defender, and the Department of Child Services has their attorney, but, you know, the kids actually don't have an attorney. And so we go to court. And, you know, there's periodic hearings and so on, and we're asked to present our findings to the judge. And, you know, the rights are that the child in need of services is in a place where they're safe, and that there's some future plan going on as to either reunification with the family if the parents can get their act together, or an adoption process. And so we're there to make sure that all that happens.
While the number of cases the organization is handling has spiked, their number of volunteers has not been able to keep up. Because of this, they have a wait list of over 100 children. Director Kristen Bichet says because of this lack of manpower, the court isn't getting all the information they need, and children aren't being represented. The court forces opioid-addicted parents to get treatment if they want to regain custody of their children. Shay believes forcing them to get sober doesn't help, and it only makes kids suffer.
The person has to be at a point where they really want it to happen and really buy into it. And the parents we deal with, they're not necessarily at that point, even though most of us would think, well, how low can you get if your kids are taken away from you? But sometimes that's not the incentive. And so we're not necessarily getting the parents where we need them to address the addictions. But they have to, because the kids are, you know, the kids are in the system. And so it's just the timing of all that just doesn't really work. And it's a real barrier. And I don't know if any of us have a real answer to it, because you don't want these kids languishing in foster care 3, 4, 5 years until the parents can get really clean.
Wadzinski has seen many similar scenarios. Working with the addicts can be a struggle.
We'll sit these parents down and say, you know, you got to get off the drugs. You know, you're not taking care of your kids. They don't have any food, you know, they don't have any clothing. I mean, you guys are homeless, or you're sleeping in a car, you can't do this. And if you want your kids back, you have to straighten up. And the government does provide counseling, and at the taxpayer's expense. You know, we have sent many people to drug rehab and stuff, but oftentimes they just can't do it.
As a result of parents working with addiction, their kids get put through hell. CASA has had numerous cases involving children being trafficked for sex to make drug money. Bichet says interacting with addicts' kids can be sobering.
They don't have the innocence that we would want our children to have at certain ages, and that's unfortunate. But we also learned that we've got to speak to them directly and honestly. And if you try to sugarcoat things, they're going to see right through it. Because, hey, you know, I've been there. I've been living this. You say, well, let's protect them from cruel reality. Well, they've been living the cruel reality. So what are you protecting them from?
What could help this issue is having earlier intervention. Indiana law says a child must be seriously hurt or endangered before mediation can be made. Bichet says other states allow for intervention when it is believed a child is at substantial risk. Because of this, CASA can know a parent is using, but they have to wait until a member of the community alerts them of abuse. By depending on alerts from the community, Bichet says a lot of kids could be receiving abuse without anyone speaking up. It can be like they're forgotten.
When people talk about the opioid epidemic, very rarely do they bring to the forefront how it's affecting the children. And for every, you know, overdose you see in the newspaper, I can assure you there's got to be family and kids and all out there that are struggling and trying to regroup after this. The effect is just exponential when you start thinking about the kids that are involved in it all.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Cole Stinson.